Hi there. Welcome to Service Notes. I'm your host, Reena Brambat. And if you have ever wondered what really happens behind the scenes in IT service management, well, you're in the right place. We're talking tech, transformation, and the occasional, oh no, the system is down moments. Expect real stories, real experts, and maybe a little fun along the way. Whether you're deep into IT service management or just tech curious, grab a coffee or water will do. And let's dive in. Hit that play button. Let's do this. In this episode, we are talking to David Cannon, also known as the ITIL guy, who's been on this journey since version one of ITIL. He shares deep insights and practical advice that IT leaders can start applying right away. This is one conversation you do not want to miss.
Okay, so I guess my next question is, what advice would you give, some newcomer wanting to join service management? What would you tell them?
So I would tell them a couple of things. The first thing I would say is don't study service management on its own,
Okay.
because it doesn't really work on its own. It
Okay.
always works when it's together with something.
Okay.
And it was designed to be built on top of technology management.
Okay,
So
okay.
if you want to get into a career in service management, you also need to be prepared to learn the fundamental technology of that underpins or supports the services that you're providing. So learn networks. And by the way, networks is a really important skill to have when it comes to securing IT. So you're learning not just service management, you're also learning the basics and the fundamentals for security. Learn about support. Learn how a service desk works. Learn what happens when something goes wrong. Now, a lot of people like to start on the service desk. So, a lot of people will give people encouragement. Go and start on the service desk. You get a good understanding of everything. And that is good advice. I think that is a useful thing to do. But there is one caution I would give there. The service desk that you're working on, make sure that it is integrated with the back office,
Okay.
because you need to learn the back office pieces as well. And there's too many people going into service desk now and not learning the back office. And so you have the separation between the engineering groups and the frontline groups. And that
Yeah.
separation should never exist. I was speaking to someone, everyone will remain nameless on this, but I was speaking to someone who said, I'm the director of our service desk. He says, I have one problem. And that is, I cannot get the engineers in my organization to support what I'm doing. And the reason, very simply, was because incident management was made the responsibility of the service desk. So anything that was incident related, the engineers would say, oh, but that's not my job. That's the service desk
Yeah.
job. Oh, you want knowledge articles to help you solve incidents? Fine,
That's not,
knock yourself out. I'm not doing it, right? So I think a really important thing that I would give to, a tip to someone starting in the career. Yeah, start on the service desk, but try and find a service desk which is strongly integrated to the technology groups that are involved in providing services. Or maybe don't start directly in service management. Start by learning a trade in the technology environment. Become a network administrator, network manager. Become a database administrator, database manager. Become, a security manager. Maybe just learn the technology upon which the services are based. When you're doing that, you'll start to understand and learn why it is important to be able to monitor the status of the devices that you're managing, because they're used to provide support for services. But then I have to go back on the other side and say, if you get a job on the back office, I call it back office because it's sort of it's in the technology, it's behind closed doors kind of
Operations,
thing, right? It's that sort of operations area. You also have to make sure that you're exposed to what's going on in the business environment that you're working in. So let's say you get a job as a, let's say, a server administrator in a hospital. Make sure that you take it upon yourself to learn how the hospital systems work. How does patient intake work? How does scheduling doctor's appointments work? Now, nobody's going to teach you that stuff. So my advice to someone starting out in this is take it upon yourself to ask a lot of questions. Get out after shift hours and go and find out, walk the floors and see what people are doing. Get to know some of the business people in that environment. In the hospital, could be nurses, could be doctors, could be janitors. Get to know them. That really helps you to understand the concept of or the importance of linking, what my technology job is to what's happening in the front lines.
No, I think that's
And
a
sorry, I
really good
there's
answer.
one other piece of advice I would give. A lot of people say, I need a service management job. Actually, almost every job in IT is a service management job to some degree.
I
So
agree.
don't, if I remember speaking to someone last year who said, I'm really a financial guy, but I want to get into IT, but I can't find a service management job that will accept my background of finance management. And I said, well, have you ever looked for a job in IT finance management, in cost management, or FinOps, or something along those lines? And like, oh, there are careers like that. Absolutely, there are careers like that. So don't think classical service management. It's, either I'm going to be on the service desk or I'm not going to be anywhere in service management. No, there are almost any field in IT has service management opportunities.
No, that's a good point. It's almost like apply your service management principle in your job. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Like, you don't have to have a title for it. Say, like, I'm a service delivery manager, therefore I do this, and you're an incident manager, therefore you do that. I mean, it's quite interesting. I mean, I think I have also heard a couple of my guests saying, like, you don't need technology to get into service management. And I think, even though I think it depends on like what exactly you want to do in service management, because I have seen like projects being run by service managers who don't have like Office 365 architecture knowledge, but somehow they are responsible for that migration because company wants to cut costs. They don't want to hire a dedicated project manager. So like that's your role. And I've been kind of been part of that space, like I would say probably 10 years ago. And in order to be effective, I had to go and kind of learn it myself. There was no class for
That's
me to
right.
take provided by the organization, but more like, okay, if I'm going to be talking to all these technical people, I need to know what they're talking about so I can actually assess, like, is this feasible? Can we do this? Or like, I don't want to be like a note taker, just everyone tells me something and I'm just gonna, write and then define a plan accordingly. So yeah, no, I think I hear
Yeah.
you. I mean, doesn't mean you have to go and do the class or take up a job,
No,
but just
absolutely. Yeah. I
familiarize.
mean, you can get a job on a service desk, for example, without the technology background, but you are going to have to develop that technology expertise very quickly to be effective as a service manager. So, yeah, I wouldn't say you have to have it before you start, but you're going to find yourself really struggling. For example, one of the fundamental things of service management, I spoke about this earlier, is mapping services, defining a service architecture. This component fits to that component, which provides that to that, and so on. Well, if you don't understand, if you're not familiar with the kind of devices that are being used in providing that service, how are you ever going to put a map like that together? You have to understand basic principles of information technology architecture. And actually, you kind of led me to think of something else, which is, a lot of pressure in the industry to say, drop the IT from service management. Just call it service management. And I think, okay, I can see the value in that. But at the same time, there are some very specialized skills to working in IT that you need to have as a service manager working in the IT environment. And I don't think we should underplay those. I don't, I think we should, I think we should promote better knowledge of IT. I think we should promote the sense of professionalism amongst IT service managers. Yes, we can apply that in other contexts, but that doesn't mean we should do away with or make the IT service management profession anything less than it is. It's hugely important and it's hugely specialized. And I think we've got to recognize that. We've got to promote that, and we've got to have a sense of excitement about it. Instead of every time we talk about IT service management, somebody saying, "Oh, well, shouldn't we be dropping? Isn't it about time we drop the IT from the service management?" Yeah, maybe. Maybe you want to go and make a business out of that. That's fine. But your
Healthcare service
organization,
management could be a
yeah,
different model, and
absolutely.
legal service management could be a different model.
Oh,
But yeah,
yeah.
you can't just have
Yeah.
like just remove technology. Yeah, that's
No,
not.
exactly. And
Yeah,
we have
it's enough.
this movement in the industry. Well, it's not exactly a movement, but there are people in the industry who say, well, everything needs to be about enterprise service management, not IT service management, enterprise service management, which means, we take what we've learned from IT and we apply it in other parts of the organization. And some people have taken that to mean, well, that means that the IT component is no longer important. Oh, it is
It's
so
going
important.
backwards somewhat,
Yeah,
I
it
think.
is. It is. Yeah.
Because I think I remember my early days in ITIL where the CIO wasn't part of the executive team. For example, like CFO, like CIO would report to
Right.
CFO. And so yes, it's kind of going a little bit backwards. I mean, I think every department or every section of the business has a space, but you can't quite say we are doing enterprise service management without acknowledging the IT component. And I think it's ServiceNow, which says digital first business. So that means like everything is driven by what your business does using technology. I think it's more important now to emphasize IT service management and
It
bring that to the
is very much
forefront.
so. You have to understand the digital technology that is supporting this business. And there are too many people out there, and I'm fine with people saying digital first, but there are a couple of organizations that are now starting to promote AI first. I'm like, well, you're promoting artificial intelligence before you even understand or can articulate the problem that's trying to be solved and all of the disciplines needed to solve that problem. Don't even worry about that stuff. AI will solve all of that for you. No, AI is absolutely constructed on rigorous discipline. If it's not, it is going to fail you. So if you don't understand that stuff, if you don't know what those disciplines are and how they work, your AI is not going to work. And unfortunately, I think I don't know what this is, but we in the IT service management profession tend to be very self-deprecating. We allow people to take the importance of our profession away from us, and we shouldn't. It is just so hugely important.
No, I think it's so valid. I mean, I guess like I have had like discussion with the colleagues where sometimes we question ourselves, like, because when things don't go wrong, it's not going wrong because we are doing our job. And they think like, oh, am I adding value? Because, and I was in that space where I was a service manager and I wanted to be a project manager because I thought like
Right.
project manager was very impactful. They made a difference. They actually built something or they launched something live. And I was just kind of that operational resource. But then over the years, I realized, well, yes, even though it wasn't in the limelight, but that was a good thing because we were all doing our job the way it needs to be. Otherwise, a situation like, a major disaster or, CrowdStrike or perhaps, company losing the sales because the website was down and no one knows, like those things are going to happen. So yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think sometimes service management professionals are not very good at kind of bigging it up and kind of saying, hey, here is our role is important and our profession is important. And, but it's changing. I hope it's changing.
Oh, I think it is changing. I think, but I think it takes a different set of skills. We need to develop those. So we find instead a lot of service management individuals and organizations attending more towards, well, we're going to keep focused on just the operational components of what we do. And the operational components of what we do are becoming more and more focused on end user environments. So in many organizations, especially smaller organizations, the whole role of IT is perceived as doing just one thing, and that's fixing broken laptops. And that's really sad. So to avoid that, to avoid being caught into that, as the perception of IT operations shrinks, is to avoid being caught in that shrinkage and learn skills that really put you where the actual service management is happening. And it's more and more in the business units themselves. No, I'm not saying we should all become developers. I'm not saying we should all become product managers. But we do need to be in the front lines of the business. And we're going to find ourselves there more and more because that's where IT is being deployed or digital technology is being deployed. Instead, what's happening in some organizations is the business units themselves are investing in those technology management resources. Now, they're service management people, but they don't identify as service management people. They identify as product managers or as developers or something else. But essentially, they're taking on the responsibility of managing the services for that business unit. We've got to make sure that those people and the leaders of those people are equipped with knowledge about service management, how to manage services. Instead of just saying service management belongs to the people who do IT ops, it's much, yeah, exactly. It's just so much bigger.
I know it's so funny because I had a meeting earlier and we were exactly talking the same thing where we are trying to bring the CSDM model for our applications, and we are identifying the owner or a support group and say, hey, here is a structure and we need you to fill this, this, this. And the person was like, yeah, I do administrator and we do development locally, but no, we don't have any group or nothing in our ITSM tool. Like, okay, we need to do that. Like, yeah, I mean, yes, I think especially I think larger the organization, the difficult it is to consolidate and spread that awareness that, yes, you can do it locally. We're not going to take that away, but we just want you to be aware that, here is the standard we follow, and this is why we follow this. So we get a good picture, good
I mean,
landscape.
I think it's really important to recognize that these groups that have gone throughout the organization are very important. It's important, we've moved from a heavily centralized IT architecture to a very distributed IT architecture to a very business embedded digital technology architecture. And that means that the groups that support those and build them have to be heavily decentralized and distributed as well. So we should, if we're talking about ITIL, we're not saying, hey, you should bring everybody back into the middle again and they should all be part of one group. But what you're saying, right? But at least let us know if you're playing a role of support. We need to know that you're doing that so that when something happens there, we know that it's you that needs to take care of it and that's responsible for it.
Yeah, exactly. And we
Hope you're enjoying my chat with David Cannon as much as I am, because let's be honest, the episode is full of practical advice. We all can benefit from it. Don't forget to tune in next week as we keep the ITIL deep dive going. More insights, more ITSM wisdom, and probably a few aha moments. Talk to you then. Till then, take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.